I didn't get a lot out of this article. Basically, it seems to say that they tried to measure the consequences of living long-term with autism, but that they couldn't because people were being diagnosed under different criteria. It was also very difficult to make sure that the different groups were being asked the same questions and measuring the same effects. It also seems that anxiety disorders and masking from women are hiding the true numbers of adults with autism. I found this more interesting. We know that anxiety disorders and autism are linked, but can anxiety hide autism? Also, the idea that women learn to mask mild autism signs is very interesting. We should be looking at how high-functioning autistic women manage to learn and control their autistic traits. All I learnt from this article is that we don't know enough about adults with autism and that it is very difficult to conduct a viable large-scale study. This is what we need, and it shouldn't be limited to the English-speaking nations.